the most powerful weapon of all is a strong mind. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we get some great tips on how to strengthen your mind and take control of your life. Enjoy.
I think a lot of people are afraid to jump all the way. It's kind of like having faith. A lot of us say we believe, but we don't really show it. Because if we showed it, we would be okay taking a chance in a relationship, taking a chance switching jobs, taking a chance going against our parents' wishes. A lot of people stay in those bubbles, and it's very hard for those people, I believe. I think it's really fear and lack of jumping in life all the way.
We want to show all the hoopla. I hate what's going on Instagram right now. Everybody living their fake life, $50,000 cash on a bed and a boat, and painting a lifestyle that is not realistic. What we need to all be doing is figuring out what we're best at and going all in on that.
Most people don't say what they want in life, where they want to go, who they want to be. They take it as it comes. What do I want? What kind of friends do I want? What kind of life do I want? And then I think speak that out, first of all. Like, declare that, be honest.
When I was at rock bottom, I didn't know that I was at rock bottom. And you can't really change what you're not aware of. And so it was like one of those things where it's like, can it get any worse? Bam! Can it get any worse? Bam! And it just, I kept asking the question, can it get any worse? I didn't know that what I was asking was causing my life.
You can measure the progress in your life by your ability to control the environment in which you live. They have an end game goal. I'm gonna be famous. If you're listening to this, you have an end game goal in life. For some people, it's making $1 million. For some people, it's six-pack abs, best-selling author. We try to move towards things of intense pleasure and move away from pain and discomfort.
Why do we exist? Judah, why do you exist? Why do we exist? Not the answer you think you're supposed to give, but the answer, like the truth of what you want and why you exist. All right, we're gonna get bare bones honest here. This is actually what I want in life. This is actually why I exist. And then we've got to like hold each other accountable to that.
I had a system. It was, if you get up and do it, there's only a certain thing that follows action, and that's results.
The impact of someone growing up in a struggled household where there's fear-based, that's a form of language. Most people don't know the language outside of that because they stay inside, watch the same TV shows, listen to the same radio station, hang around the same friends, never read books, and just follow wherever society says, do this, this is popular. Do this, this is popular. But never really think for themselves.
That's the good life. You define it however you want to define it. But to realize it is harder. So as I said, everybody wants the good life, but not everybody gets the good life. So what I'm interested in, it's not about whether I make $1 million or not. Many people make $1 million and many people don't. What's more interesting of a problem is how do you get what you want?
You gotta know your story. And that story has got to be personal, not distance from you. It is the more personal your story, the more effect you have. The more personal your story, the more universality that you have.
So for me, like, you know, I have to do this. I've been, you know, it's why I was failed school. It's why I sold baseball cards when I was 14. So for me, I'm okay with the failures, the losses along the way. It's my natural state. I just want people who are listening to find their natural state and not force into the current narrative.
I don't think people can be who they're supposed to be without community. And community doesn't have to be 10,000 people. It can be 5, it can be 3, it can be the right people, not just a bunch of people, but the right people. You know, it's been said, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. Like, it's real. I can tell you where you're going right now by the people you're hanging out with on a consistent basis.
Life will throw tremendous blows at you. Betrayal of friends, betrayal of business partners, death of loved ones, things that we consider unfair. If you can overcome those, you can actualize the good life.
Who they are. Because if you don't tell yourself who you are, then you'll allow anybody else to tell you who you are.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.